show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are entirely free, so do enjoy those there on us. That, again, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here tonight with some breaking news in the radio business, or in the audio entertainment business, I suppose, because I don't think XM and Sirius satellite, they call it satellite radio, but it's, I mean, does it really count as radio? I suppose it does. It is using radio frequency transmissions to get the signal to the receivers. So yeah. It's not traditional radio.
No, it doesn't have a terrestrial stick from which it broadcasts, but it does broadcast from a satellite, so yeah, that's radio.
So, there's some news that's breaking. XM Satellite Radio Holdings and Sirius Satellite Radio Incorporated have agreed to merge, the two companies said today. And this is, this is breaking news. The deal would consolidate the only two companies in the emerging business of subscription-only satellite radio and is sure to face tough scrutiny from federal regulators. Investors and analysts have been speculating about a deal for months. And it's funny, too, because the suggestion had come up about a month ago, I think, about them possibly combining, and they were, of course, denying it. We're not even talking about that. And the absurdity of all of this is the suggestion that the federal regulators need to have anything at all, need to have any say at all in this. And the reason why...
They love to have a say one way or the other.
Well, the reason why is because before there were satellite radio companies, there weren't any. Somebody, I think it was XM that started first. I don't remember which one of the two began first. But I think XM got into the game, and they created the concept of subscriber satellite radio service. I mean, there have been subscriber satellite services before, but it was all television. So XM created the satellite radio service for subscribers. And then Sirius jumped in the game and got in as a competitor to XM. Now, if Sirius hadn't ever gotten into satellite radio, then we would have only one satellite radio company.
Right, but now that they have gotten in, there's competition, two people, or two entities involved. Now we have to have the federal government to say whether or not they can merge.
This is silly. The two companies said in a statement that Mel Karmazin, the CEO of Sirius, would become chief executive of the new company, while Gary Parsons, the chairman of XM, would remain in that role. XM CEO.
And now, what happens if one of the companies fails, or both of the companies fail, and... now we have none.
What, as far as the federal regulators are concerned?
Yeah.
Well, what if one of them failed, then we would only have one company.
What they're preventing anyway.
Well, presuming they prevent it, which we don't know if they're going to prevent it or not yet.
I'm just wondering.
I mean, if enough palms are greased, then this will go through just fine. But, if one of the companies went out of business, then we'd only have one left. Would the Fed step in and subsidize the other company so we could still have competition? 1-800-259-9231. The two companies, Hugh Pinheiro from XM, will be overseeing the closing of the deal. The deal, they said, would face significant regulatory hurdles in Washington, including the FCC rule that clearly states that one satellite radio provider cannot buy the other one. Gee, when was that rule written?
After they came into existence.
Yeah. However, that rule could be waived. I wonder what factors might influence whether that rule is or not going to be waived. Think it might be money?
It would be money.
Yeah. Combination,
money and influence.
Combination would also have to meet antitrust approval from the Department of Justice. The companies are expected to argue that they compete not only with each other, but also with a growing base of digital audio sources such as iPods, mobile phones, and non-satellite digital radio. And that's all true.
Yeah.
XM and Sirius have both posted significant financial losses as they built up their programming lineups and recruited subscribers. Both stocks declined more than 40% last year on concerns about their continued growth in subscribers and softness in the retail market. But investors have held out hopes that a merger could bring costs down significantly. And then they go into the value of the shares. The companies didn't say what the new company would be called. Maybe Xerius?
I always liked XM better, just the name better than Sirius.
Yeah, it makes more sense. There's AM, there's FM.
Now it's XM.
The new company's board will have 12 members, including blah, 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 blah. Other analysts remain less sure. They're saying it's a 50-50 chance of passing regulatory muster. One of the analysts looked at it and said the deal could have a particularly tough time getting through the FCC. Of course, we all know that if you're in the radio business, you know that the FCC takes forever to do anything. They're so ponderous, and I mean, they're so bureaucratic as well. I mean, if you want the FCC to act fast, I don't know if it's even a possibility. Anyway, the lobbying group that also... it's going to be opposed by the National Association of Broadcasters, apparently. Lobbying group that includes radio broadcasters. Moffitt says it was anyone's guess as to whether the FCC would change its rule, barring a consolidation of the two satellite radio companies. Now, if both XM and Sirius, and I don't know much about running big corporations and stock prices and all that, but presumably the reason these two companies are getting together is because, as they mentioned here, they've posted significant financial losses. It's not cheap to launch a satellite. I think they actually have their own satellites up there.
They have huge talent pools, too, both of them.
Right. And, yeah, the money they've spent on amassing talent pools like Howard Stern, I think it was just $500 million for Stern alone.
Incredible.
Now, Stern, the Stern deal did get Sirius the boost in subscribers they were looking for. Sirius has, for instance, done a fair amount of catching up to XM as far as subscriber base is concerned. XM still has, I think, a couple more million subscribers than Sirius does, but Sirius has been closing the gap over the last year. But even with the increase in subscriber base, apparently they're still having a tough time financially. It was the same thing with the satellite TV companies. They were in the red for the longest time. They might still be. I don't know. I mean, this is this launching a satellite service like that is a long-term business plan. A
lot of overhead.
And so if both companies are hurting financially, if the FCC says no or the Department of Justice says no to the merger, couldn't that possibly put them both out of business?
It could possibly.
And wouldn't that be more antitrust than allowing them to merge?
The thing is that you have this Gordian knot situation where, you have two floundering companies that want to merge so that they have some viability. They, you know, their antitrust laws say that they can't. And so if they don't let them, at least one will go out of business, and then presumably if the other one can hold on, it will pick up some of the subscribers from the one that passed away.
Right.
And, therefore, maybe they'll have a better chance at viability. Or they don't get enough subscribers quickly enough. You know, people say, for whatever reason, I don't want to subscribe to the new one. And then they both die. And so you really, the federal government can't help here. They should not be involved.
I agree with you. I could see, for instance, now I've never subscribed to either one of the services, but I could see that I know there are some radios.
The people who subscribe to them love them.
Right. I know there are some radios that they sell that have both compatibilities. You can do XM or Sirius. I believe those are out there. But I don't think most of them are that way. Now, I could be wrong on this. If you know more and you can clue me in, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number, packet8.net toll-free line. But imagine yourself as a subscriber to, say, Sirius, and let's say the FCC doesn't allow the merger to go through, and Sirius is hurting financially more than XM, so Sirius goes out of business first. Well, then as a subscriber, you've got a radio in your car that you've paid money for.
Yeah, one of them, at the very least, one of them has a deal with Chevy or something.
Well, yeah, whatever. I mean people,
a lot of people have them in their cars.
A lot of people have these things in their cars, and it's not a significant financial outlay, but it might have been $100.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you are. And most of them do have AM and FM receivers in them as well. I think 99, probably all of them do.
Yeah,
so
you could, the equivalent. You have the modern day equivalent of an 8-track player in your car.
Well, you could still use the AM and FM receiver.
Well, an 8-track player would have an AM FM receiver in it.
Right. The XM or the Sirius portion, which they're going to go out of business if they go out of business, is useless to you. And so you might be a little bit turned off of the idea of going ahead and subscribing to the other service.
And then paying to get a new radio put in your car.
And having to, yes, to handle that upfront cost just to risk them going out of business too.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that if one company went out of business, that it'd be pretty difficult for the other company to really take a significant portion of its subscribers. They might just throw up their hands in the air and say, enough with the satellite radio thing, I'm going back to FM and AM. I don't have to pay for those. 800-259-9231. Don't have to buy new equipment every 2 years. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on the merger or whatever's on your mind. On the way, in Texas, the black market is erupting in cigarettes.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 16, 2007, gold $664.90. Ounce gold coins are at $686.35, $345.73 for half, $172.87 for quarter ounce. That's $686.35, $345.73, and $172.87. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, and that does include the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. So do enjoy those. They're on us at freetalklive.com. In February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, A Freewheeling History of the Modern Libertarian American Movement, by Brian Doherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books at LFB.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Michael in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Michael, you're on the Amplifier line. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to call in real briefly about this satellite radio thing. This whole thing is just another extension of why I have not bought satellite radio and probably never will.
Why?
Well, two things. One is the programming aspect. If you buy, say, a Sirius satellite radio, but you want to hear something on XM, you're kind of stuck.
Right.
They don't operate with each other. If one of these companies, and it kind of gets into the second point, if one of these companies does go out of business, you've got this box here, this worthless box, that you can't use with the other service.
Well, you can still listen to AM and FM.
Yeah, you can still. Who's going to pay $100 for $100+ for an AM FM radio?
Well, no one's paying $100 for an AM FM radio.
They're just getting an AM FM radio out of the deal.
If
after
they
it's
go
off.
Out of business, that's what they'll have left.
Right.
Do you think there do you think there are a lot of people that feel the same way that you do, and they've been holding off for the same reason, or no?
I honestly don't know if anyone feels the same way I do, but that's why I've been holding off.
You were holding out because you can't get both programming, you can't get both services. I suppose you can. Aren't there there are multiple? I think there are radios that have both services in them, but then you just have to pay twice as much.
Are there? I haven't seen one of those.
I presume that there are. I think I've seen something like that, but I haven't actually been out shopping. I don't really honestly know. So now, if the federal government allows them to merge, would that increase your likelihood of purchasing the service?
Actually, it might, because then I wouldn't have to really worry about whether this box is going to work with this service.
I wonder what would happen though if the two companies are allowed to merge. I wonder if they will have to increase their what they're charging. Like for instance, if you want to add on the XM service, you probably are going to have to pay extra. So instead of $12 a month or $12.95 a month, it might be $20 a month for the whole thing.
True. Even so, that might not be too bad. It depends on the programming. I mean,
sure.
Well, if you want both programming, you can get both services.
You can.
I've got two radios.
Maybe. Either way, it's going to be interesting to watch and see what happens. Michael, I know that you actually are in town visiting here in Keene, New Hampshire. You're gearing up for the upcoming Liberty Forum. And what's going on tonight? There's actually something happening right here in Keene tonight, some activism.
Tonight, from what I understand, I just found out about this, so I don't know all the details. Tonight, down at Central Square in Keene, there is going to be a hanging in effigy of a former president in celebration of President's Day.
Is today President's Day? Is that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Apparently it is. The federal government took the day off. The state government took the day off.
Yeah, it was a short notice for me. I found out probably about the same time you did. Apparently, they're going to be hanging Lincoln in effigy. And, Mark, you were concerned when I mentioned this during the break. Why are you concerned about this?
Although I understand and agree with the hanging of Lincoln in effigy, I think that there are going to be people that find it difficult to understand.
Well, he was voted to be the
greatest president of all time.
Well, people are just, they're misinformed, mm-hmm. And there's going to be some sort of a speaking engagement to accompany the hanging. It's not like they're just going to go and hang the effigy without saying anything. I believe they're going to be indicting him for being a racist. They're going to be indicting him for a variety of different crimes before they actually hang him.
Yeah, I wonder what the newspaper will say about that.
I'm sure the newspaper will say whatever we want it to say. We write the newspaper around here.
The Keene Free Press. I'm at the Keene Sentinel.
That presumes the Keene Sentinel is in attendance.
It does presume that.
Let them know.
They should have, but I don't know if they did because they just announced this thing yesterday. And I think that was the only problem with the event is that it was just sort of hastily thrown together. But nonetheless,
I've got a Lincoln mannequin around. Let's hang it.
I know you said you were going to be there taking photos, so I'm sure that you'll be posting them over at nhfree.com or somewhere else like that. Right, Michael?
Assuming they come out, yes.
Very good, sir. Well, have a good night and have fun. Take it easy. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet8.net line. That's 1-800-259-9231. So, as you know, if you were listening at the beginning of this year, or just around New Year's, we reported on a story out of Texas. In case you don't recall, Texas, on January 1st, increased their cigarette taxes by, I believe it was 340%. They essentially took it from something like 41 cents a pack to $1.41, so they kicked it up an entire buck a pack as far as taxes are concerned. And what do you know, Mark? The black market has already begun to emerge in Texas.
Well, it's bound to happen. If you raise the taxes high enough, people are going to say to themselves, I want to get my cigarettes elsewise. I want to save money. And you know, if you raise them one penny, then a certain small, tiny fraction of a percent will decide that. And if you raise them $10, then a good large portion will decide that. So
it's
bound to happen.
They're not charging as much as New York is, but it's more than anywhere else down in the Texas area, so people are willing to take extra steps in order to get their hands on cigarettes at cheaper prices. In fact, according to mysanantonio.com, the new tax on cigarettes is supposed to make $700 million for the state of Texas per year. Smugglers along the border are stealing some of those cigarette tax dollars. Don't you love that
stealing
language?
Them.
They're stealing the money from the government, Mark, because the government apparently owns that money.
Apparently.
By offering
smokers... I mean, what if I quit? Then the government... Would I be stealing from the government if I quit smoking? Because they projected this number of theirs?
Yeah, well, they're offering smokers a cheaper alternative. In fact, sales have tripled at a cigarette store in southern New Mexico. Driving to New Mexico to save $8 a carton is apparently worth it to some Texans, said cigarette outlet sales clerk Zach Colkert. Across the border in Mexico, street vendors are peddling packs of cigarettes for half the price of smokes in Texas.
Hmm.
And more these days, lots of customers try to avoid the sales tax hike by sneaking their stash across the border and bypassing the booth setup by the state of Texas to collect taxes?
Hmm.
Now, this article doesn't actually go into detail on what it means by booths set up.
Well, I would imagine that the booths are probably, you can get all these things from duty-free shops and that kind of thing. Or you could just buy stuff and then pay the duty on it at the booth. So
this means that when they say the border, they mean the southern border.
Yes.
They mean the Mexican border.
Correct.
And so the booths, I guess, are set up beyond the actual checkpoint at the border?
I would assume. I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. We'll get into more of this about the black market and cigarettes erupting in Texas as we speak. Your calls as well. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well,
all you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Shelley, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. Shrine of Female listeners included. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo. We put them up on our website because we appreciate our lady listeners and we want to show you off. Women of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages have participated, and you could as well. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and Rob Campia, the Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, as well as New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. And we're not really talking about the war on drugs right now, per se, but it could be in the future. It could be a war on cigarettes sometime in America's future. There are certainly people in positions of power, politicians and the like, who would love to see cigarettes banned. The Attorney General, I believe, is one of them.
You know, there certainly are people in power that would like to see cigarettes banned.
Surgeon General.
But, you know, the government hopes to get all these taxes off of them, and they keep on raising the taxes. They're only going to... they're only going to cause people to break the law or to try to circumvent the law and somehow to try to get lower cigarettes.
In fact, in Texas, that's what's happening right now with the increase in cigarette taxes in Texas going up 340% at the beginning of this year. People are starting to discover alternative options as far as purchasing their cigarettes.
What a surprise. You know, they could have called us and asked us.
They're driving across the border to New Mexico, saving all of $8 a carton. That's a significant savings. That's worth a short trip, especially if you're going to stock up and buy more than one carton and make a decent trip out of it. Also, if you go across the border in Mexico, you can get cigarettes for half the price. Apparently, a lot of people are trying to avoid the sales tax hike by sneaking their stash across the border and bypassing the booth set up by the state of Texas to collect taxes. Apparently, people are well aware that the booths close at midnight and reopen in the morning, so you just go over the during the overnight. If the experience on the other border with Canada is any indication, cigarette smuggling could skyrocket along the southern border. Texas smoker Travis Salazar said, "I think if the price got high enough, they'd definitely develop a black market for them." Of course they would, Travis, because if the government is essentially insuring profits, by increasing taxes in that way, there's no reason why gangsters won't get involved. People in search of profits, easy money. I mean, that's easy money. You're going to charge $8 a pack. Now, that's not what it is in Texas yet. But if you're charging $8 a pack, I can go and buy a bunch of cartons, buy the back of a semi-truck's worth of cigarettes at, you know, dirt cheap wholesale prices, bring them into town and sell them at $5 a pack, and all day long I'll be making money.
Yeah, I don't know if you, this isn't probably going to be organized crime getting involved.
It is in New York, where they are about $8 a pack.
That's the terminology they used in the article. But it's probably just enterprising folks that work sort of in the gray of society, you know?
Well, if there's organization to it, then it's organized crime.
But how organized?
Well, I guess you'd have to get involved to find out.
I don't intend to, thanks.
One method already being used in Mexico is known as Tráfico Hormiga. Like an army of ants, smugglers carry small amounts of contraband across the border hidden in cars. Now, that's not going on with cigarettes. That's going on with illegal drugs, the ones that are entirely prohibited. Immigration and Customs Enforcement reports some international rings traffic large shipments. David Regalado of ICE says it's the same, if not more, profit in cigarettes than narcotics. Now, that's not true.
No.
He's a liar. Investigators of the...
He's probably the one who said something about organized crime, too.
Investigators on the largest illegal cigarette case of its kind in U.S. history uncovered another danger, counterfeit smokes. The ring was based in El Paso, but supply lines stretched to China. The boxes and boxes of cigarettes with brand names were all fakes. Five men wanted in that case are still on the run. Others were
fakes?
Yeah, they were probably cheap Chinese off-brand cigarettes, boxed in Marlboro boxes, made in
very
China.
Interesting.
Brought in by the black market. And this is typical of the black market. You're going to pay to... Sometimes you'll get a good deal. Sometimes you'll get what you're looking for. And sometimes you'll get ripped off. Sometimes you'll get something that you weren't expecting at all. Sometimes you'll get a product that wasn't as it was advertised.
Mm.
And the dealer, who may have been just in town for a short period of time, someone you won't necessarily see again, is gone with your cash. That's typically when this happens, because if you're buying, for instance, from a dealer who you've bought from before and you plan on buying from again, if he sees you again and you say, "Hey, man, these aren't Marlboros," then he's going to say, "Oh, you know what, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I bought from somebody new this time, I got a bad batch, look, I'll give you a discount on your next box." So a dealer that's sticking around in the area has a reputation to be considered, and so he's going to try to make good. But if it's somebody just sort of stopping in town for a little while to unload some counterfeits, then it'd be a different situation.
Yeah, then you're just out of luck. You know, another thing that's likely to happen is that people will traffic a great deal of these cigarettes over from Mexico or New Mexico, depending on where it is that they want to do it, and then they'll try to sell them to local shopkeepers, the sort of mom-and-pop convenience store.
Without the tax stamps on them?
Right, without the tax stamps. Now, and some of them will buy them, and of those some of them, a few of them will get caught selling them. And then
that's not good.
You have the gun of the government enforcing these taxes.
Yep, you sure do. Others were cigarettes made by the manufacturer, but only for sale abroad. Regalado said they'll show us the Mexican document indicating it went south, when in reality he bought that document in Mexico. Smugglers use the fake documents to hide the fact that the cigarettes stay in the U.S. tax-free.
Some of them never even leave, apparently.
It's happening everywhere, and ever since that case, more cases have been opened up all over the border and in Canada as well. In Texas, he almost sounds excited about that, doesn't he? Can't you hear the excitement in his voice?
Mm-hmm.
The ICE guy, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Yeah, he's excited because the more they raise the taxes, the more the black market gets involved. I don't think you can call it a black market until it's prohibited. So I think it's probably more of a grayish to dark gray market. So the higher the taxes raise, the more black the market gets, and the more illegal so-called trafficking of cigarettes will happen, the more ICE and the Border Patrol will get all excited about being able to bust cigarette smuggling operations now. So there's one more excuse for them to search people's cars, one more excuse for them to pat you down. I mean, maybe they're going to start checking individuals to make sure they're not smuggling in, a carton in the back of their trunk. Maybe they'll check the tax stamps on everything to make sure they've all been purchased correctly where they should be. And they already have booths set up to collect taxes on packs coming in from from Mexico. In Texas, where more smokers are searching for a lower-cost way to satisfy their craving, some authorities are bracing for a surge in black market cigarettes. Bracing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
as though
they, this is really going to adversely affect law enforcement, right?
Of course not. They'll get more budgets.
Well, they're
going to be able. They're going to say, "Oh,
they're just
going to
chase after people who are selling cigarettes." That's
well, right, but that's going to require extra money because you see they've got money set aside to chase after people who are selling pot.
You really have to
meth.
bust a lot of packs of cigarettes to make that bureaucrat's time of any value. Otherwise, well, because how many cops are they going to put on the cigarette busting case?
They have a cigarette interdiction squad in New York City.
They're going to create one in Texas,
right?
So how many? You know, we pay these bureaucrats $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. The guy at the top, he gets $70,000, $80,000, something.
But they
like
don't
that.
Have to justify it.
No, they don't have to justify it. But what I'm telling you is it's just more money being thrown at the problem, and it's my money and your money,
right? So they'll put together a crack team of five cigarette interdiction specialists, and they'll pay them $50,000 a year, and you know that's $250,000 right there, taxpayer money, and it doesn't matter if they only bust $100,000 in cigarettes. Doesn't matter. There's no cost benefit analysis when it comes to government. It's just we're doing a good thing, busting these illegal cigarettes. It's okay that we spent twice as much as we actually brought in. That's fine. And also they'll upgrade, they'll upgrade their equipment and get some guns and some body armor.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's what's coming soon. That's coming soon to Texas. Just watch. Just wait until they, till the government gets even more greedy with the taxes on these cigarettes. After the first year and them getting their extra $700 million in tax dollars, they're gonna want more, you know.
Yeah, and cigarettes are an easy target because people don't like cigarettes, so we can go after the cigarettes.
800-259-9231. Of course, the question is, which city will ban them entirely? We're not quite to that point yet, but we've had some cities come close. We've had some of them try to ban them from inside people's houses and that sort of thing. As time goes on, it'll get even more crazy. More on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with
and Mark.
If you can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. We could use your vote. We're, I believe, last time we looked, we were number one.
Yeah, we're number one, but we're just so barely number one that it's pathetic.
Right. So we really like, need, if you've yet
three
to vote,
votes ahead.
If you have not voted this month, please go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show. It takes your email address and maybe a minute of your time. And your email address will not be sold. It won't be spammed. So far, we've set a record for number of votes in 1 month, but we need to continue setting a record because the other guys are right behind us. So we need you at vote.freetalklive.com. We started out the hour, Mark, by talking about a potential merger between XM and Sirius satellite radio companies. And I just like to talk from time to time about sort of inside radio things. I think that some people find that interesting. And so that's why I brought it up. But apparently there's more to the story that you didn't bring up at the time, so we're going to talk about it now. Sirius and XM looking at a merger. Seriously, they've announced a merger. The question now remains, will the federal government allow them to merge? And there's some possible stipulations here.
Well, it's not part of the merger, necessarily. The foes of satellite radio are marshaling their forces again. As a bill introduced to Congress this week would bar XM Radio and Sirius from broadcasting locally differentiated services, such as...
Oh, so this doesn't have anything to do with a merger.
No.
This is just an anti-satellite radio thing.
Right. Such as traffic, weather, and emergency information. Titled the Local Emergency Radio Service Preservation Act of 2007.
Oh, gosh.
H.R. 983 is co-sponsored by Representative Gene Green and Representative Chip Pickering. Not surprisingly, it is has the backing of the National Association of Broadcasters, which has contributed heavily to Pickering's campaign war chest. The justification for the bill is clumsy, saying that the Federal Communications Commission only intended the satellite radio services to provide national programming. That purported restriction would enable the FCC to continue supporting a vibrant and vital terrestrial radio service for the public. So, radio
protection.
Needs this help.
It's protection.
Apparently, yes. Representatives Green and Pickering legislation will also give the FCC 9 months to conduct a rulemaking proceeding which would evaluate the effect on local radio stations of allowing satellite radio providers to offer local services. In addition, the FCC would study the satellite provider's local capabilities. At the end of the proceeding, the FCC would then explicitly authorize the satellite radio companies to offer local programming.
So wait a minute. Slow down a second. Let me see if I process this, because I think I missed something. You're saying the bill would mandate that they would have to halt providing local content?
Right.
And then the FCC would study whether they can or cannot continue.
And then allow them if they did.
And then decide to or not allow them.
Right.
Okay. I see. You know, this is typical of the National Association of Broadcasters, and we've spoken out against them before, and I don't think we're going to be winning any Marconi Awards anytime soon because of it. But it's typical of these guys because they've been used to being a protected business for the entire history of broadcast radio. AM and FM radio has always been protected by the FCC, and they were very upset when XM and Sirius launched. They're very scared. They launched into a campaign, a national advertising campaign, vaunting AM and FM radio, vaunting how wonderful
the locality
it is
of it all,
and the freeness of it. And the commercials, in many cases, were very lame. And so here you are again, them buddying up with politicians, hoping that the politicians are going to save them from XM and Sirius Satellite Radio. And, you know, all this really is the National Association of Broadcasters admitting that they're useless. They're admitting that they're an old technology and they've got absolutely nothing going for them. So they have to...
Well, I think radio has a great deal going for it.
No, I disagree with that. But that's what they're essentially saying by coming out with this. Oh, we can't compete with these big satellite guys, even though they're losing money hand over fist. We just can't compete with them, and it's total crap.
It's because, the same sort of mentality that handed over Amtrak to the government and, you know, just basically flushed railroad in general.
There are radio programmers out there that know that they can beat XM and Sirius. And I don't know why they don't talk to the National Association of Broadcasters and say, hey, we can handle ourselves, okay? We know what we're doing. We've been broadcasting for decades. I think they'd still like the quote-unquote help. They want the protection.
Yeah.
They want to attack this organization, which, by the way, I haven't heard the XM Sirius traffic stuff. But as I understand it, do they have different channels for every city, or are they putting Tampa on one station and Atlanta on the same station? Like, is there a Southeast channel where you have to listen at the top of the hour to get Tampa, 5 minutes after the hour to get Atlanta? How does it actually work?
I can't answer that.
It's got to be clunkier than actually tuning in to your local news station to get the latest weather. And if you're not in a major market, this isn't an issue. Are the major market stations really doing that bad? Are the major market AM and FM stations really hurting? Are they hemorrhaging cash so bad that they need to turn to the FCC?
They're making money.
Yes, they are making money. It's because they're good at what they do.
And
they
want to beat up at least two companies that aren't. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
The radio stations are making money. These two companies are not. And they want legislation against these two companies.
It's amazing. Stop it, guys. Is there more to the story?
Both satellite radio companies currently offer local traffic and weather to their subscribers. More importantly, they also carry public safety information, such as Amber Alerts for missing children, along with other emergency information. During the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, they became an important resource after local stations were knocked off the air. Neither XM Radio nor Sirius have been able to put together a profitable quarter since their launch, but it hasn't stopped the terrestrial radio stations from feeling threatened. And when you're feeling the competitive heat, why not turn to the government for help just in case the free market doesn't work out for you?
Yep.
This is the fourth time the NAB backed legislation that would place limits on satellite radio broadcasters and has been introduced to Congress, with
shame
the previous efforts ending in failure.
Shame on the National Association of Broadcasters.
I would agree.
They're an embarrassment to the industry.
It is an embarrassment to the industry. It's an embarrassment to radio stations. Come on. We can compete. Really.
Yeah. We are competing. Radio stations
are competing.
We're beating
the pants off of them.
You've got decades of history. So
it's like saying, teacher, make the crippled kid not get in the race.
Yeah.
it's such a bunch of namby-pamby crap.
Yep. I mean, the fact is, local radio can always do things that XM and Sirius cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Local radio stations can provide local content. They can provide they can provide show hosts that no one else can provide. That's what's wonderful. I mean, talk radio in general can do things that other radio can't. But local talk radio stations have a degree of autonomy that no other station in the market, let alone XM or Sirius, can match. They can hire local talents. And XM and Sirius can have Tampa and Atlanta and West Coast and East Coast and middle of the country based stations. They can have channels on their service that sort of tailor programming to those areas. But you can't ever have Florence, Alabama channel on XM.
No.
You can't ever have Yakima, Washington channel on XM. Markets that are smaller than 10 than, you know, 1 through 10, New York through whatever 10 is. I don't know what it is.
Houston, I think.
Houston's number 7, I believe. But whatever those markets are, beyond that, XM and Sirius have a very limited bandwidth. When you're dealing with launching satellites, you've got carriers and transponders and various different technical jargon, but essentially, that satellite, sort of like your internet connection only has a certain level of speed that it can go up to. And once you reach that cap, you're prevented from going any further. Now, your internet provider can raise that cap. For instance, here in Keene, the cap is like 4.5 megabits per second. Well, if I wanted to pay an extra 50 to 100 bucks a month, I might be able to get that raised to, say, 6 to 8 megabits per second, something like that. It doesn't work that way with the satellites. They can't just crank up the signal and increase their bandwidth.
But surely they've got some unused channels.
Maybe. They're shuffling channels already. I saw a news item last week on All Access, which is like a radio website, talking about how Sirius is changing their channel lineup. They're taking some off the air. They're adding some new ones because some are working, some aren't. Now, they may still have some...
That doesn't mean that necessarily that they're shy of channels.
They may still have some overhead, yes, but the fact is they only have so much.
Yes.
They can't actually go and easily upgrade their bandwidth capabilities. They'd have to launch another satellite in order to do that, and considering they're not making money yet, they certainly can't possibly do that.
The 10th market is Detroit, and Houston is 6th, so they've probably raised recently.
So there's only so much of a level that XM and Sirius can compete with local stations at. And if local stations know what they're doing, and they're not running a 100% syndicated lineup, which means 100% of their shows are something else that could be picked up by XM or Sirius, then they've got something unique. And if they've got something unique, they're giving people a reason to tune in. And the fact is, you know, if they're running 100% syndication, they can still be unique with local news and local weather. And that's something that the XM and Sirius can never bother them, can never compete with them at. So shame on the National Association of Broadcasters. They're an embarrassment. Hour number 2 is on the way. Your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.